In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, when the modernist errors were introduced in the official space of the Catholic Church, then they have destroyed many principles. The principle of modernism is also a sort of relativism. White is not more exactly white, and black is not more black. The truth is relative according to the modernist error. And of course we know there is not only white and black, there are different gray tones. But first you must say, what is God's will, God's teaching, what are the moral principles, and what is the sin? This is essential for the Catholic faith. And then this mentality has progressed. In also today, I meet sometimes people, they belong to the conservative corner or conservative wing of the Novus Ordo Church. They want to save the faith. They feel in their hearts Catholic, and they won't stay Catholics, but they do belong to the official church. And sometimes they present a sort of argumentation we cannot accept, where these unclear principles are actual then. And so in the last week, I was confronted with an argumentation of a person from belonging to this conservative wing of the Novus Ordo Church, Conciliar Church. And this person has told, or you, the Catholics, who say we have no Pope now, the so-called sede vacantis. We are Catholics, but so-called sede vacantis. You are wrong. Why? And this person argued, saying, but you know, in the apparition of Our Lady in Fatima, there is, for instance, spoken about the revelation, publication of the third secret of Fatima message by the Pope after 1960. And you say that after the death of Pius XII, there is no more legal and valid Pope. But you are contradicting Our Lady in Fatima. And then they bring the construction and they say, in this apparition is also spoken about the Holy Father in Rome. And how can you contradict Our Lady? Has spoken decisively about popes in our times today. So you are wrong because you are contradicting Our Lady. And giving a response to this argument, we must remember what the official teaching of the Church is. And the official teaching of the Church is that God has come to this world in Jesus Christ and He has revealed Himself. And we are speaking about the Christian religion of revelation, God's revelation in Jesus Christ, His begotten Son, who became man. And so the Catholic Church is expressively teaching that what is belonging to the treasure of the faith is based on the words of Jesus Christ in the Gospel. On the words He has addressed in speaking to the apostles, and how the apostles are interpreting this in personal talks, and what we know in the epistles of the New Testament, Gospels and epistles. And the Church says, by the death of the last apostle, the Christian revelation, God's revelation, Jesus Christ, has finished. Basta. That's the final point. It means, from there on, the Church got the Holy Spirit by Jesus, and got the mission to go and to spread and to witness the truth and to spread and teach all nations what Jesus Christ has explained them and preached them. And the church, in the church we have the Magisterium Fidei, Magistry of the Faith. It means the ordinary one. The ordinary Magisterium Fidei means what all faithful, and especially all bishops in union with the Holy Father in Rome, are teaching all over all centuries. This is Catholic faith. And then the church says, yeah, there are many parts of our faith we do believe, but they were never declared as a formal dogmas, but we do nevertheless believe. But then we know the formal dogmas in ecumenical councils recognized by the entire church through the history. The last one was the Tridentine Council. And then the church says, yes, what the church is explaining, what the church is declaring, it's the same original faith, the treasure of the faith, was finished, completed by the death of the last apostle, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the church is explaining and adapting in different situations. It's like the tree comes from the roots, and then we have different branches of the tree. It's the same tree, but the church is explaining it and is seeing that there are consequences. For instance, we know that Jesus Christ has never spoken about the transubstantiation of the Holy Sacrament. But Jesus Christ has told, when he said first time the Holy Mass, he said, "This is my bread. This bread is my body, and this is the chalice of my blood." And the church has from there on always believed Jesus is really present in the Holy Sacrament. And this was a common faith that nobody has doubted on that. And then only Martin Luther in the 16th century, he came and he has reasoned out, saying it does mean, but it is not his body really. And then in the church was provoked, so to say, and then in the Council of Trident, the Tridentine Council, the church has expressively told this is a dogma. We do formally explain a sentence of the faith. We raise it to the level of a dogma. So you are then obliged by sin to believe in it. But it is the same what the church has always taught and preached. And the church has not created something new, has just developed in some regards the same truth, adapting in the concrete situation. Or we know also, for instance, the dogma of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. This faith was always present in the Catholic Church, in East and West. And only in the 19th century, Pope Pius IX has declared it as a dogma, but it was always present in the faith of the church. And I had good 20 years ago a chance once, I have met an Orthodox bishop, and I asked him then, what do you think? I know you in the Orthodox Church, you have not formally the dogma of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. Yes, but can you imagine that sin and Our Lady have to do something common? And he said, God beware, never. She is the all clean, she is the sinless. They do not use the term Immaculate Conception, but practically they have the same faith that they say Our Lady was not has nothing common with a sin generally. And so you see, this was the common faith of the church, but then the extraordinary Magisterium Fidei, the Pope has declared this as a formal dogma. But we see these are the same roots and this is the same tree, but the church is explaining and understanding deeper and deeper. But we are always founded on the faith Jesus Christ has revealed to his apostles. And what the apostles have in the Holy Scripture spoken about this and explained how they have understood the words of Jesus Christ. And then this is the living tradition and the written tradition in the Holy Scripture. And this was saved in the Catholic Church because Jesus Christ has spoken much more to the apostles than is fixed in the books of the New Testament. And these are the basics for the understanding of our question, giving responses to those objections. And then we know the phenomenon of the private revelation. Private revelation does mean when a person receives really or not truly, but a person is saying, I have gotten revelations from heaven, from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, from Mary, or from Saint Peter, or whomever from. And the church does declare this sort of so-called revelations as private revelation. And private revelation means the church, this has a completely different level of validity in the church. The church says this is not our business to found our sermons, our preaching on private revelation. Private is private. And the church has seen and has proved what can this be true or not, has investigated, better to say. And we know in the case, for instance, one principle was the humbleness of the receiver of an apparition. And I have read once in a book, it was, I think, St. Peter Damianus. And he, in his diocese, he was reported there is a nun in a monastery and she claims to have revelations. I don't know whom, from eternity. And he went there checking, trying to find out, is this a true one or not? And then the streets were dirty and he came with his boots. The superior mother has come, the devout sisters have come. Then he asked them, where is that sister? And she came very devoted, playing very devoted. And he had a very strange but very effective way to check. And he shoe her his dirty boots and he said, sister, please clean them, wash them. And she said, what? I should clean, wash your boots? The bishop has turned, has said, all clear, I understood. God is never revealing himself to arrogant and proud people. And he left the monastery, causa finita. And then the church is always checking, investigating whether what in this revelation is told, whether it agrees with the Depositum Fidei, with the official dogmatical faith of the Catholic Church. And when there is something is against, then the church says, no, no, Our Lady, our Savior Jesus Christ and the saints, they do not contradict to God, who has revealed his revelation to the apostles, to the church. And when something was not okay, but was against Then the church said, no, it cannot come from God. And this is very important for our case here. We are never permitted to found our argumentation only on this or that private revelation. A private revelation, even if recognized by the church and explained as a true one, has never the level of validity as the official faith of the church, as the Magisterium Fidei is teaching us, the official dogmas, the official teaching of the church, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the truth is presented us in the epistles of the holy apostles. And this is important to see. So we cannot come today and say, yeah, Our Lady has told in Fatima this and that. And we do also know, for instance, we say today the popes after, so-called popes after Pius the 12th, we do not recognize them because of their errors as valid and legitimated popes. And we know that Our Lady has spoken to the Melanie in La Salette in 1846. Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of the Antichrist. And our main argument is not this apparition. We say, no, because we show by a theological way, by a theological investigation, we come to the conclusion and say, these men cannot be popes because they have supported errors, heresies, and even partly apostasies. When they, for instance, say that in every religion, non-Christian religion, this is the ordinary way to God, and God has revealed himself there. So they do deny then the necessity of the holy Christian Catholic faith and the faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior. If you come to God and get saved in every religion on an ordinary way, then this is apostasy. But we do not say, we say then, okay, we see here they have spread errors, and then in La Salette Our Lady has also told. But by no way we exchange the argumentation and say, oh, because Our Lady has told, that's why we think these popes are not true popes. And the church has accepted as coming from Our Lady, this apparition to Melanie in La Salette, but the church could not give responses regarding this one sentence. But a prophetical text is always a prophetical text. Possibly in future we will understand how to understand it. But at the moment we do not know, but this is not our main job. This is now not our main duty. Our duty is to spread the faith was revealed in Jesus Christ to the apostles and how they have given to the next generation the sermons and the preachings of the faith, the living and the living tradition and the tradition in Scripture. These are our roots of the faith. And then coming to the question I have reason at the beginning, those people, even if they have subjectively, personally, a good intention, but they are completely wrong when they argue by this way, based only on apparitions, on private apparitions, they can never come in concurrency with the official dogmatical faith of the church. It's taught by the church all over the centuries and 2,000 years practically. And these people do give the impression that they want to venerate Our Lady. They are Marian, as they like to say, but this is a wrong veneration of Our Lady. And today, on the second Sunday after Epiphany, we read in the Holy Gospel, in the Mass, about the wedding in Cana, Galilee. And it was a shame for all responsible people at the wedding when they have not more food or drinks. And Our Lady was also invited as Jesus and some of the apostles. And then we read, Mary has recognized that the wine has finished. And she has not come then to Jesus giving him commands what he has to do, but she has given only a hint saying, the wine is over. And she knew he will know how to deal this problem. And then Jesus has multiplied the wine or have made the miracle and changed water to wine. And this is typical. Our Lady is supporting. She is not a concurrent to Jesus Christ, her her divine Son. And she wants to help. So when in a so-called apparition, something is not understood, or is against the official faith of the Church, then we must not accept and recognize. We can not explain many things. For instance, when they pray often, and they say, for instance, in Medjugorje, do pray. But on the other hand, we see in Medjugorje so many things are against the faith. Our Lady is there speaking endlessly, each day giving revelations, as they claim. This is strange. Our Lady was never long-speaking and much-speaking. She was very short and clear in the official apparitions the Church has recognized, La Salette, Lourdes and Fatima. And then in Medjugorje, for instance, there's all the times spoken about my dear son, the Pope John Paul II, and so on and so on and so on. If this should be the source of the truth, then we would have to accept all the modernist popes, and we will lose then the faith. Our Lady can never want this. That's why we must reject all the so-called apparitions, because they are not leading people to Jesus Christ and to the faith was revealed by him in the Catholic Church. And this is the response on the question. And we come often enough in touch with such opinions, and some people get confused by these wrong arguments. And I think it's worthy to give a speech once about this topic, that we see the more we have to concentrate on the faith belong officially to the divine revelation in Jesus Christ, how it was all over the centuries saved by the Magisterium Fidei of the true Catholic Church without inserting any human elements, but keeping it clean, and the Holy Liturgy then also belong essentially to that. And also in today's turbulent times, we must have clear position and see what the way is, independent of the question how many we are. Not the majority, but the quality makes it. And Jesus wants that we witness his truth and not any human stories or so-called apparitions. Private apparition is a private one, but it's not the official faith of the Catholic Church. And the more we are invited to study the faith in order to understand it better, and then we become more able to give responses on different errors from different sides, and sometimes also coming from the so-called conservative wing of the Novus Ordo Church. Amen. Et benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.